Seattle convention, but like so many others earlier this year, it's the first online Seattle convention tonight. So we greet you tonight with a scripture that is calling us to come together this evening. And it's from Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another and so much more as you see the day approaching. Our hope and prayer for this weekend is that all of us live up to the spirit of these words and leave the weekend together, having lifted one another up. Now, these virtual conventions have brought people together and brethren together from all over the world. It's interesting to see brethren for the first time that we don't know. It's easy to walk into the other room where there's a computer and be at a convention rather than plan for airline travel or train travel or bus or by car. And we're meeting brethren around the world. And one of the things I've noticed is that we're meeting brethren at places maybe we're not familiar with. And so tonight, as we welcome you, I would like to tell you a little bit about our home, our class, and our history convention. So to start with, I have to tell you that no one in our class lives in Seattle. We live from the northern Oregon coast town of Cannon Beach, which is about 40 miles south of Washington, all the way over east to Colfax on the Washington-Idaho border. So to know our home is to know our state. And so I'd like to take you on a virtual tour, a quick tour of our state. And Washington is really two different places. You can see on the left a typical picture, what people would think of Western Washington, which is very wet and green, and typical of Eastern Washington on the right, which is sunny and brown. And there's a reason for this. I'll show you this little map. Running right through the middle of our state is the Cascade Mountain Range, and it acts like a rain barrier from all the systems that come across the northern Pacific Ocean. So most of the rain gets dropped on Western Washington, while Eastern Washington stays pretty dry. So I'm going to take a look first at Western Washington. The Pacific Ocean is our western boundary. Here's Cannon Beach, and we have Seattle Bible students here. We move up the southern coastline of Washington and to the northern coastline of the Olympic Peninsula. Now, the Olympic Peninsula, there are four rainforests on the west side, and they receive 12 to 14 feet of rain per year. The Olympic Mountains take up most of the peninsula, and you can see this picture. And here's Puget Sound, and this is where Seattle is at. Now, if you come to Seattle, the most distinctive building on the Seattle skyline is the Space Needle. It's our version of the Eiffel Tower. The most distinctive feature looking away from Seattle is Mount Rainier. At 14,410 feet tall, Rainier is spectacular when it's not obscured by cloudy skies. Residents of Western Washington often comment that the mountain is out on sunny days. So what are we known for here in Seattle? Well, here are a few things. We're known, of course, for Starbucks and Microsoft and Amazon and Boeing and Costco, Nintendo of America for all the gamers out there. And for our host, Bob Goodman, REI is here. Also, here is a place called Pike Place Market, which has been open to local farmers and fishermen since 1907. It's home to Flying Fish. It's also home to the first Starbucks. Yes, this is where it all started. Seattle's also known for our cloudy skies, which total more than 300 days a year. And while it does rain a lot in Seattle, Seattle's rain is a gentle, constant reminder of the psalmist's word in Psalm 72, verse 6. Now, a lot of places claim to be God's country, but we have the scripture to support our claim. Our cloudy days and light rain remind us of our Heavenly Father's love, as the psalmist says, "The Lord is like showers that water the earth." So let's take a trip over the Cascade Mountains and take a look at Eastern Washington, and you can see that there's a difference you can notice immediately. While we have over 300 days of cloudy weather, most places in Eastern Washington have more than 200 days of sunshine. So if you get tired of rain in Seattle, you just drive over the mountains. In addition to camping, hiking, and boating in the sun, Eastern Washington is best known for its agriculture. Maybe the best feature is the apple. And here's a picture from Wenatchee, the apple capital world. And this is the hometown of Brother Ron Palmgren, who Bible students would know as Old Ron. It's also my birthplace, but I notice on this sign that neither Brother Ron or I are mentioned, and I don't know why that is. It's pretty offensive. The Wenatchee and Yakima Valleys are home to extensive fruit and vegetable production. We also have a perfect climate and soil conditions in the south central part of Washington that help produce some of the best wine growing grapes, and we have a burgeoning wine industry. And then farther to the east, we have the Palouse, the gentle rolling hills in southeast Washington covered with wheat fields. Some of the world's best wheat is grown here. And you probably saw that if you were at General Convention in Moscow, Idaho last year. So you can see that our home has a wide variety of geography and nature. And I found this quote that came to mind from, oddly, Pope Francis. He says, "The entire material universe speaks of God's love, his boundless affection for us. Soil, water, mountains, everything is, as it were, a caress of God." Twenty years ago, the Seattle class chose Matthew 6:33 as our convention theme text and has kept it ever since. The message of this scripture is simple and powerful to those who seek to joint heirships in the kingdom of God. And so we've kept it year after year. In consideration of this invitation to seek first the kingdom of God, our first service tomorrow will include an examination of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount found in chapters 5, 6, and 7 of the Gospel of Matthew, given by brothers Homer Montag, Jerry Wessel, and Len Grice. We hope you'll plan to join us then and for the rest of the weekend. A Seattle class was much larger 20 years ago, and that's probably similar to most classes around the world, as we see the church getting smaller this side of the veil. We thought we would just remember some who have gone before us. Most of you remember Brother David and Shirley Bruce, who were a member of our class but moved to the BSRC. This is Michael and Ginger Brand. Sister Ginger died in the spring of 2003, and Michael left. Sister Elaine Christensen died in January of 2004. Sister Bertha Howell died in August of 2004. But we had a new sister join us in 2003, all the way from Australia, Sister Alex Lockhart. By the time of our 2004 convention, there were eight of us. And you can see left to right is Sister Lisi Fries. And then in the back there is Brother Dave. And I'm kind of one behind him. And then Margie's in front, Bev Christensen, Alex Lockhart, Lori Flynn, and Lois Breeze. Dave married Joanna in 2006. We were so happy we grew by one. But in 2015, Brother Mike Schilling came and took Sister Alex away from us with a wedding on the beach the day before the 2015 convention at Seabeck. And we lost our sister, Lois Breeze. And in 2015, we lost the matriarchs of our class, Sister Lisi Keith Fries and Sister Beverly Christensen. So that's my mother on the left and Dave and Lori's mother on the right. So by the end of 2015, the Seattle class was down to 5 brethren. Someone nicknamed us the Fab Five. I'm not sure who that was, but I just thought that was kind of clever, so I put it in here. We were really close with 5 of us. But from 2016 to 19, putting on our convention was a little challenging with 5 people. Thankfully, we had a lot of help from brethren around our area, especially the Bellevue Bible students. Then in June of last year, Brother Dave let the class know that he would not be able to continue as an elder at the end of last year due to health issues. And while extremely discouraging news, both he and Sister Joanna accepted this as the Lord's will. Their example has been so encouraging as we see them seeking the Lord's overruling providence in this experience. But the thought of being reduced to having only 1 elder in our class led us to look around our region for other brethren who might be in need of fellowship. And lo and behold, we found some. And I wonder if there's not a lesson there for all of us. This sister had been helping with us with our convention for years. We considered her an honorary member anyway, so we invited her and her husband to join us in 2019. Welcome, Sister Charlotte and Brother David Chatelain. These two from the Oregon coast were also without a class as it shriveled up, so we invited them to join us in 2019. Welcome, Brother Tim and Sister Dawn Krupa. These two wheat farmers from Colfax, Washington, had no one to meet with after the Spokane Ecclesia all passed away, so we invited them to join us in 2019. Welcome, Brother Mike and Sister Kathy Ensley. Now our Sunday meetings look like this, all these beautiful smiling faces. These are your brethren in Seattle, and they all welcome you to this weekend's convention. I'd like to give you a really quick history of the Seattle Convention. In the 1960s and 1970s, the class met at the Norway Center, which is just down the hill from the Seattle Center, the former site of the 1962 Seattle World's Fair. As kids, we used to like to walk up the hill and kind of hang out there because they had rides and games to play and all those sorts of things. And it reminds me that it's really good to take your children to conventions. Developing friendships at a young age really becomes an important thing. And 3 young friends went into one of the old photo booths up at Seattle Center and took a picture. And years later, we look back on it and we see these 3. Mike Ensley, Steve Palmgren, Byron Keith. I don't know why I was the only one to have to wear a tie, but I love that picture. The convention moved to the St. Thomas Center in the 1980s, a former Catholic seminary turned into a convention center. It was later sold and became home to Bastyr University, which is an alternative medicine university. From there, we moved to CBEC Conference Center on the Kitsap Peninsula in 2005, and we stayed there through 2016. Located on Hood Canal with the Olympic Mountains in the distance, it was a beautiful place to spend the weekend of convention. Getting there from Seattle meant taking a ferry trip ride across Puget Sound. Here's a ferry ride in 2012 with Brothers Stephen and Debbie Yike. And 2015, here's ferry riders Sister Vicki Balco and Sister Cheryl Goodman. And here's a picture of Hood Canal and the Olympic Mountains from CBEC. I tell you, it was a beautiful place to be. In 2018, we moved to the Scottish Rite Center in North Seattle, and we were there last year, and we intended to be there this year, but instead we're online with all of you. But we invite you heartily to join us back there next year if possible. You're all invited. You know, little moments from these past conventions seem like really good moments at the time, but looking back at them, they become more precious. And we thought tonight we might, before our Vesper service, might have a little bit more music and just remember some of the brethren and fellowship that has gone on in the Seattle Convention. So we put together some pictures that were taken at CBEC Conference Center starting back in 2005. So some of the pictures, you may see younger versions of yourself or some of your friends, and you'll recognize some brethren who are no longer with us. And you'll recognize the voice of these singers as Brother Rick Sconyers and Sister Ginger Bruce. Enjoy this.
Stillness of the midnight prayer. Hi, this is Joanna Christensen.
And Dave.
We live about 16 miles due west of Seattle in Bremerton, Washington. We would like to greet you with the scripture that Dave quotes the most, Psalm 118:24. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
We are so glad that you're here with us online this weekend, and we're looking forward to the blessings of fellowship with you.
Hi, I'm Lori Flynn, and this is my husband, Paul.
Hi.
We live in Kent, Washington, which is about 10 miles south of downtown Seattle. I want to thank you for being with us at our convention. And my prayer for each of you this weekend and always is from Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hi, I'm Byron Keith.
I'm Margie Keith.
We live in Bothell, Washington, which is 25 miles northeast of downtown Seattle, and we'd like to share a scripture that means a lot to us.
The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. James 5:16.
May the Lord bless you this weekend. We're glad you've joined us. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're Brother David and Sister Charlotte Chatelaine from Sandy, Oregon. We live 180 miles from Seattle. And we welcome you to the Seattle Convention with this scripture. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Psalms 37:23-24.
We are Kathy and Mike Ensley, and this is where we live. This is our house. You can see over my shoulder. We live approximately 300 miles from Seattle, and my favorite scripture is Revelation, the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 6, with especially verse 4, the part about he'll wipe all tears from all eyes.
My favorite scripture is Nehemiah 8:10b. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
This is Tim Krupa and my wife, Dawn Krupa.
Hi.
We want to add our welcome to the Seattle Convention. We're giving you big hugs.
We live in Oregon, so we're probably the most southern members of the class. It's about 200 miles south of Seattle, in the very small village of Cannon Beach, Oregon.
Cannon Beach is on the Pacific Ocean, on the coast, and if you hear a little rumbling in the background, it's the ocean. In addition to our welcome, we want to share with you one of our favorite scriptures, and it talks about how Jehovah has plans for us. And in these days of chaos, it's just good to have scriptures like this, and it's just good to get together. So here's our scripture from Jeremiah 29:11 from the NIV translation. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So once again, welcome, and we're glad to have you with us.
So brethren, there are your Seattle brethren welcoming you to this year's convention. We